welcome into the EuroLeague and Friends MVP podcast. I'm Olivia Harlan Decker, joining you from the EuroLeague studios here in Barcelona. And I'm so excited to announce the MVP of November. He's been turning heads and raising eyebrows all across the continent, signed on a 2-month deal from Taiwan by Panathinaikos. It's Kenneth Faried, who is dominating the league, winning MVP. Congratulations, Kenneth. How are you?
Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm doing well. Thank you.
I imagine with the 2-month deal that you signed, you didn't think this is how your first month would end, right?
Oh, not at all. Wasn't even close to that. Like, I just thought, hey, I'm coming out here to help a team, hopefully win some games, and we end up winning a lot more than some. So I'm happy I'm able to be part of that, and I'm happy I'm getting the recognition for it, too.
I mean, recognition is well earned. Like you said, winning some games, you're undefeated since you've joined the Greens. Can you walk me through, just on a human level, what this process in this last month has been like? Your agent calls you, you're in Taiwan. What has this been like?
It's been a whirlwind, you know. I've done a lot of stuff in my professional career, but this is the first time I'm ever experienced something like this. For me, I was literally looking forward to playing the game the next day in Taiwan because we had a game that the day before I left. And I end up being on a flight basically to Greece instead. And when I come into Greece, I thought, okay, I'm gonna practice. Maybe coach gonna play me, maybe coach may start me. I don't know what to expect. But next thing I know is I'm playing, and I'm not just playing, I'm starting, and I'm contributing in a big way for the team. And the chemistry just seemed like it was there from day one. It felt like I've been here years ago.
Wow, that's incredible and incredibly tough to get to that point. Some people play for years on a team before they really feel at home. What was that first meeting with Coach Ataman like? Was it a couple coaches in the room walking through what they expected of you?
Actually, no. Me and him first actually met on the court.
Wow.
I came to the court basically for practice, and I just came in just being my bubbly self and happy enjoyment. And I'm like, hey, coach, how you doing? Nice to meet you finally. And he said to me, whoa, I just feel your energy instantly. Like everybody says, it's a joy to be around. So we meshed right then and there. So it was great for me because, hey, he felt my positive energy and my positive outlook. And then he showcased it by playing me and trusting in me to be able to play those, not just big minutes, but minutes when it mattered.
Absolutely. And you've shown up for it. He even had a quote that said, you've been like medicine for this team. For those who don't know, Panathinaikos was desperate for a center after losing 3 to injury. They come out, they find you. Someone scouted you and found this amazing piece to complete this puzzle and have won 4 straight games. So as you've been kind of finding your way in the offense, has there been a learning curve or did you just plug right in?
It's a little bit of a learning curve because some stuff you got to remember. And some stuff I'm trying to remember on the fly still, but I'll be doing my studying of the plays and stuff. And then my teammates are so helpful, especially when we're practicing, because we run plays that probably we didn't go over in the game or I didn't see in the game. So I'm learning how to be a part of the team more and learning the plays. But my teammates just trust in me to be able to set those hard screens like I do. And then I trust in myself to be able to get my own shots by getting offensive rebounds like I do.
Absolutely. You've been tearing up the boards. I want to go over your stats here. You're averaging over 13 points, 7 rebounds, 2 blocks. You're top 5 in the league this month in blocks and boards. And not only that, but you're thrilling fans with your dunks, your overall energy, like you mentioned. Is it true that at the end of the day, if you just come in and just are the basketball player you are naturally and all that's been on your resume, can some of it just carry you in any league, any team, or is it team specific?
I think for me, it's just I have a high IQ, so I just adjust and plug into where I'm needed. Every place I've been, as you said, my resume is pretty extensive, but all the countries I've done visit, even playing into the NBA to playing for the USA, those things I was able to just plug myself in and figure out where I'm needed and play my roles throughout those times. So being able to play my role and be basically chameleon anywhere I go is something I'm very proud of.
So do you know how many countries you've played in? We were looking at this, and how many teams since your last stint in your league?
Honestly, no. I just was I just was doing it pretty much and just having fun, enjoying playing basketball still. So I'm clueless, honestly.
Well, I'm not. So you played last for CSKA in 2021, and
Right.
since then, this is your 10th team in
Wow.
the last 4 years. And you said it hasn't felt like that, huh?
It has it. It really has it. But wow. That's a lot.
And all these countries, I mean, China, Puerto Rico, like I mentioned, CSKA, the G League, Mexico, Italy, and then Taiwan. Do you find yourself making each place home, or are you really just like apartment, court, apartment, gym?
No, I pretty much attract positive energy no matter where I went, and I've always been a people look at me as a light in a sense, in a positive way. So I've always took that positive energy and my belief in God to wherever I went, and everybody just gravitated towards that. And I play always with my heart on my sleeve no matter what. So my energy, some people got it. Some people just gravitated towards the fact that I was the most energetic person and they could see my hustling heart. And some people I had to kind of bring along, like, hey, this is what we're doing. No matter what, every game, every possession, every time we step on the court, we're going to play this hard. And no matter if I was in the NBA for this amount of years or I was a superstar at one point, I still play the same way because my love of the game.
I hope there are a lot of kids watching this, honestly, because it's such a powerful message you're spreading. Where does that come from in your life?
Honestly, my parents, especially my mom, she passed away last year and when I was in Italy, so that was tough for me, but she always kept a message to me like, be a good person, be a positive person, be humble, appreciative and thankful is an acronym HAT. So be humble, appreciative and thankful no matter what, and always give praise to Allah as in God. So
Scared to take
you
on the
always be
athletes who are
happy
shielding the
because
ball
no
and
matter what,
dribbling
there's a
with
higher
their best
power that's
three
here
players
on this
to win
earth.
the ball
And
and
some
rebound
days, yeah, you may have
and
bad
win the
days.
game and
Some
win
days you
the
may not feel
basketball
good.
game
But at the end of the
because
day,
you're
it's
the best
people who wishing
basketball
it could be in
player
your
in the world.
position or
So
your
if you're
spot.
confident
So
in
always cherish
yourself,
it and be
you're
humble,
going to
appreciative,
score.
and thankful for it.
Well, I'm so sorry about the passing of your mom. You've been so vocal about how she shaped you as a man, in your basketball career. There's an incredible article about your two moms on ESPN. I suggest everyone go read that. It was a fascinating read. Can you talk me a little bit more about her impact she's had on the court? I know she used to say, like, it's rebound or you don't even shoot.
Her and my father both honestly instilled that into me. Her yelling it, of course, all the time, especially when I was playing basketball or whatever. Hey, Nard, because my middle name is Bernard. So she called me Nard for short. I'm the second, actually. My father's the first. So that's why she didn't call me Kenner for K or anything my father pretty much got as a nickname. She decided to call me Nard. So her and my family called me Nard and, hey, Nard, get that rebound. Hey, Nard, protect your house, as in block the shot. Make sure you get that rebound. Hey, if you want to shoot the ball, if you want to do anything in life, you got to go do it yourself. So I always had this mentality of if I want to shoot, if I want to score, like don't rely on your teammates or anybody else. Go do it yourself.
I like
Because once
that.
you get the ball yourself, nobody can complain and say, hey, you're not passing it to me. Hey, you took the shot. So at the end of the day, it's a free ball. If the defensive team get it, then they get to go down and try to go score. But if the offensive team get it, guess what? I get to put it back myself or make the decision to pass it out. So it's always been installed in me to be that type of player and put that type of effort for it. Like, go do it yourself because nobody else out here going to do it for you.
She was quite the hooper too, huh?
Yeah, she used to hoop more. She's in the Hall of Fame actually for track in New Jersey.
Wow.
So it's a beautiful thing for that for me. But she played basketball for sure, used to talk a lot of trash. My dad was the more calm demeanor one who used to actually go get the rebounds and stuff and block the shots in order for her to shoot the ball. So it's funny how the dynamic worked. But I used to love it watching him play when she could play. And my dad playing against him when I got older, it was nice to always do that.
Well, that's incredible. Thank you so much for sharing more about your mom. She sounds like an incredible woman.
Thank you.
I
Thank
want
you. She
to go
was.
back to your last stint in EuroLeague. We mentioned you played for a couple months for CSKA. A very different story, about 2 points per game, less than 8 minutes per game. Were you eager to come back to the league and flip the script?
I definitely wanted to come back to the league and flip the script. Like, I didn't feel like I had a true chance when I was at CSKA. There's nothing against CSKA. There's nothing against the culture there. Everybody was great. The staff was great. The organization was great. Even my teammates were great. So it wasn't nothing against anybody there. It was just that I didn't feel as though I got the chance to properly prove who I was and showcase who I am. But everything comes real in life full circle. I didn't get that chance in CSKA, but now I get this chance here at Panathinaikos, and I'm able to showcase who I am and end up, I don't know, I feel like lucking to the player of the month now.
I don't think it's been luck. We've watched all the highlights. We've watched the games. It's not luck, my friend. You're just dominating.
Thank you.
Here's something crazy for you. Did you know it was exactly today, 4 years ago, you played your last game with Cheska and it was against Panathinaikos?
Wow. Wow. I did not know that. Wow.
How different do you feel like your mindset is and just where you're at as a person on December 2nd, 2025 versus 2021?
Shoot. I feel like I've matured a lot more, of course. I feel like I understand the game a lot more and just understand who I am a lot more, as a person and my beliefs and just everything that I've been trying to showcase to the world, of who I am. And I want my kids to follow the example of me more so, and the person who I've become, I want them to become someday. And if not become that, but better than me, actually. So I want to keep setting a good example for them and stuff, and keep being the person I am today, because I learned a lot throughout those basically 4 years. Because, ooh, I didn't think I was good enough at one point to even play at this level, it felt like. But then everything comes full circle, like I said, and now I'm here winning the MVP. So it's amazing how things and time can fly.
Did you think you'd get another call for the from the EuroLeague?
I thought that maybe I would get a call, honestly, after my appearance with Italy. That's why I kind of went to Italy to showcase who I was and hopefully get this chance. But everything happens for a reason, and I didn't get the chance, but I went to Taiwan, and I guess it sucked that it happens. But like I said, everything do happen for a reason. The injuries to Panathinaikos and their team full of stacked guards and fours and threes who can do their jobs. So it was nice to be able to come and plug myself in here and fit so easily like a puzzle.
The cool thing about EuroLeague, I think, as an American too, is that each country has its own culture that is like imprinted on those teams. So you got a taste of the Russian side. How do you describe the Greek side?
Like night and day, honestly. Night and day. From a basketball aspect, I should say. With basketball, like, yeah, we had EuroLeague games, we had teams, but things wasn't sold out like that, like it is now. Like now, every game, every time we play, it's basically people are screaming and yelling from the before you even step outside, you just hear people screaming and yelling. And then people are just cheering the whole time, and it's just a beautiful thing to see. Like when I was in Italy, even though I was in Reggio, that small community, they came together and they would be out there cheering, doing the same thing in a small gym. Now to see it at a gym this size, NBA arenas basically, for me, it's surreal.
You played 7 seasons in the NBA with Denver, like you mentioned. So describe and compare the game day atmosphere. You mentioned this place is like an NBA arena, but maybe the fans are a little different.
The fans are a little crazier. They got the chants, they got the yelling, they got the beautiful coming together. They even make songs for you as a player. Like I was so it was surreal to hear them chant my sing a song about me already and to be chanting my name so loudly. It was a beautiful thing for me, and it felt like I was basically back in college, a low key. College, they get that college atmosphere, I feel like, because teams really, I mean, fans really die about their team and they're really diehards. So I'm really interested to see everybody say the Olympiacos game should be crazy for us as players, but I'm excited for that type of stuff. I get excited and get ready to hoop even more.
What's your chant? Can you sing it for me? How's it go?
Honestly, I really don't know it yet.
You got to learn it.
I'm still getting the process of learning everything else. I got to learn plays. I got to learn to chant now. I got to learn how to make sure I'm doing the right defensive coverages. This is a lot to learn right now in a couple of weeks I've been here.
Yes, no, I know. It's a lot. The learning curve is steep for sure. What about around town? I'm not sure how much you've gotten out and about quite yet, but what have Greek fans been like, especially that now you've done so much for their team?
It's surreal, you know. I've watched players in certain leagues, like when Steph Curry, I watched him, and I watched LeBron, you know, go around and be around them and how people know them because of who they are. But I also watched Laker players go around, and because they play for the Lakers, people just love them and like excited about them. And so for me, it was just how that feeling, like, whoa, like, yeah, I've been, like I said, the Kenneth Faried, the man in the NBA, a superstar for my team. People came up to me and wanted pictures, wanted autographs. But now it's like that on 10 while being out here again. So it's like, wow, like, whoa, like, okay, yeah, sure. Like, I'll take a picture. Sure, you can have an autograph. Like, I'm, of course, always willing to show the love back because they're giving us the love and they're giving me the energy I need to order in order to compete every night.
I think what you said is the perfect way to describe it is EuroLeague basketball is more like American college basketball because it feels so tribal and like there's so much pride about it. They like live and die with every win. So when you go around town, do people call you the Manimal? Do they know your nickname?
Yes, they call me the Manimal, of course.
Can you
Of
say in a
course.
Greek accent? What's it sound like in a Greek accent?
Greek accent and more Manimal.
I love it. I love it.
Manimal. Manimal.
That's perfect. What have people been telling you about this January meeting with Olympiakos, the Greek Derby? It is one of the
Yeah.
best rivalries in all sports.
Yeah, I heard January 2nd. Everybody keeps telling me about it because everybody keeps saying we're going to crush them, we're going to kill them. Like I'm like, wait, guys, like I understand, like, but we got other games already. Like it's not even, it's we still got December coming up. Like, can we focus on that? But they, everybody, every time I meet them, like, we love what you're doing for the team, but make sure January 2nd. We killed Olympiakos, and I'm like, oh, hey, like, all right, like, I got it, I understand. But they really diehards out here about their teams, and I love that, and I respect that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have a locker room with other Americans. Have they taken you under their wing and have they shown you the best spots to eat and taken you around Athens?
I had some teammates show me some of the, tell me about some of the best spots to eat, and I had some teammates also because, you know, being American, Thanksgiving just came up. He had a Thanksgiving dinner. So we went there and ate at his house, and family was there. It was a great time. And for me, it's just, I've been around the world a lot. This is my first time in Greece, actually, but I've been around the world a lot. And I just try to stick to my pretty much basics of what I need to eat and keep myself ready to be able to stay in the shape I'm in. And be able to keep the body and I guess the youthfulness that I
That's no fun. So you didn't go crazy on Thanksgiving, all the fixins, all the
have.
sides. Come
Yeah, I
on.
mean, I went a little crazy, but at the same token, I got to get back in the gym to make sure I burn it off. So,
As you look forward to December, you've had a whirlwind November. What's your expectation of yourself?
honestly, just to stay focused. Stay injury free throughout the process and keep helping my teammates win games, doing a little stuff to help my team win and doing a little stuff to keep our fans going crazy and screaming every game.
What of your teammates has helped you acclimate so quickly? You've mentioned you've had to put in the extra time, probably watching more film, all of this, but who's been like a good role model as you've learned the system?
TJ been helping and Kendrick been helping a lot. Sloop's been more so helping in the sense of we're the vets of the team, so he helps a lot. And like, hey, this is what I like to do. I see what you like to do now, and we're talking in that communications. But of course, Kendrick and TJ been helping me a lot because those two are my starting guards. Also, Juancho and Tinof. So they both have both basically been helping me because I've been playing against them. Not in the sense of practicing, in the sense of just playing, hey, we're running the plays and organizing the plays, and guys are walking me through it, like, nah, this is what you do here. Hey, this is what you're supposed to do on this play. Remember that? And that helps a lot. So my team, the whole team basically been trying to help me mesh and hurry up and get used to how we play. But I pretty much came in with the mindset of, hey, let me help these guards get these other guards off of them, and hopefully they'll find me in the pockets. And that's what's been pretty much happening. A lot of screen and rolling.
And if they don't find you, you follow your mom's advice, you just get your own rebound, you figure
I
it
mean,
out, you get
hey,
the
yeah, I go get the ball myself. I mean, sometimes they gotta shoot. And when they do shoot, sometimes they miss. So if I keep going, hopefully sooner or later, I'm gonna get that offensive rebound.
You mentioned Slu. Kostas Lucas is a pick and roll master. How much easier does he make your job? What's it like playing with him?
It's 100% easier with him. He's a great point guard. He sees the floor a lot, and like, he's a veteran point guard. So him winning the Final Four MVP when they won the Final Four 2 years ago, I mean, it was not a fluke.
So we do have a little something for you to acknowledge your incredible November as the EuroLeague MVP. There's a box right in front of you. You should see it. Can you go ahead and open that black box?
Yeah, I can't. I mean, grab it real quick.
All right. All
Wow.
right.
Wow. All right. Yeah, I mean,
What do you think?
I think it's beautiful. Wow.
Not sure if your new apartment has much decoration yet, so this is a good place to start.
I mean, yeah, this is a great place to start. I'm definitely the new apartment is definitely still kind of being built a little bit, so that helps us guess with the new decoration. I'm definitely gonna have this around so the kids can see it and make sure.
That's beautiful. It looks great. It looks great on in your hands.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I just want to finish with this. As you mentioned, the Final Four, there are huge expectations now for your team, especially since you've joined. What kind of thoughts do you have about Panathinaikos' expectations, and where can you guys go? Can you make it to the Final Four?
I believe we can make it to the Final Four. First, you gotta believe it in order to achieve it. And I believe 100% that we can make it to the Final Four. We just gotta keep doing what we've been doing, honestly. We're gonna be able to add pieces back of guys who's been hurt and guys who are replaced pretty much. And so with those replacements coming back and helping to fuel the team, I think we're gonna be fine, because then we're gonna be even more stacked with more players that we can throw waves and waves of players at in order to stop whatever team that we're playing against.
I'm sure it's too early that people haven't been asking you for tickets yet, but I'm just going to tell you right now, you should be prepared. A lot of people are going to be calling you for Final Four tickets.
Already got them already. I have a lot of family members that's asking me, especially the ones who's been by my side sticking with me. So of course they're going to be able to come.
You expand on that just a little bit? Final question of your family's there with you. They've moved all around the world with your basketball. I mean, what's all this mean to be having the success that you're having now with them by your side?
It's a beautiful thing for me. Like you said, they moved all around the world with me. They see me in all these other places, and it's been a rocky road for me, but I'm glad that they get to see the benefits of paying off, basically, of everything that we work for.
Well, congratulations again. It's been a pleasure talking with you. Thanks for the extra time. I know you're
Thank
busy.
you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Thanks so much. Bye.